You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Leadership is about what you can make happen through your powers of persuasion and smarts. It is also how you respond to extraordinary circumstances. An example from each of those this hour. Later, the smarts and insights about luck and fate from 28-year-old man, Booker Prize winner and author of the epic The Luminaries, Eleanor Catton. But now an example from politics. After he had the smarts and persuasive power to get elected as governor of his own state of Colorado from being mayor of Denver, John Hickenlooper faced some truly extraordinary circumstances. 100-year flooding this year and accompanying landslides carved up mountain communities that will never be the same. That brought out one side of the governor, while the passage of a ballot measure to legalize marijuana was a completely different kind of challenge. To begin a series of conversations over the next 2 weeks, a series we're calling What a Year, a few minutes of looking back at 2013 with Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Every time when you begin to think you're on top of it is just when things fly out of control. So I'm very cautious not to ever let myself think that. What we have done, I mean, unfortunately, we've had too much practice with natural disasters. It is so fast and so it happens so quickly. And each hour, each day is an opportunity either gained or lost.
You know, a lot of politicians get into your line of work because they want to change the world. But what's it like as a leader to see the world change forever as it did in the Boulder area? I mean, those communities will never be the same.
After the floods hit Boulder, and again, that devastation extended all the way out the Platte Valley to Nebraska. It was a wide swath. And even though it'll never be the same, part of what we tried to say from the beginning was, we're going to come back and rebuild stronger than we were before. And that became an important... It's funny, when I first called Peter Shumlin, who's the governor of Vermont, and gave us a tremendous amount of guidance, even as the floods were still there, he called me out of the blue and just said, hey, we went through Hurricane Irene 2 years ago. Here's what we did. Here's what was important. And one of the things he said was, you know, people have lost so much. You can't come back and just build it the way it was. You've got to, from the beginning, look at every culvert, every road that's washed away, every bridge. We're going to find a way to make it stronger and better than it was before, so that when we look back some years in the future, this wasn't it wasn't all for naught. That there was something that came out of this that was beneficial.
What do you make of a decision by the voters in your state to do something that maybe it would be pretty risky for a politician to sign up for on his or her own? For instance, the decision to legalize marijuana in Colorado. Did you say to yourself, oh, great, thanks a lot, people who elected me?
I sort of did. You know, there's no question that the war on drugs has been a disaster. I mean, look at how many people we put in prison for nonviolent crimes. The accessory damage has been widespread. But no governor wants their state in something like this to be the guinea pig and to have to kind of create whole new levels of regulation out of whole cloth and to be at odds with the federal law. I mean, that creates a whole different set of complications of a significant magnitude. I would have much preferred to have... You know, I thought Washington would do a great job. I thought California has always been the cutting edge. I thought those guys would probably go first. But, you know, once it happens, you step up and you say, all right, how are we going to do this the best we possibly can? In a funny way, it's so different, but it's similar to kind of recovery efforts after disaster, in that you want to say, we're going to come out of this better than we were before. And it doesn't seem possible in the near term, but somehow we've got to keep working at this and figure out a way that we're gonna be better off from it.
Well, the voters certainly decided that taxes should pay for whatever trouble is going to be caused by the legalization of marijuana, and that you discovered in the election in November. As a very public person, and we're talking to John Hickenlooper, who's the governor of Colorado, as you look back on a year, how do you balance the sense of it was a good or bad year in your public life versus it was a good or bad year in your private life? Do they go together? Are they completely different?
No, I mean, they're pretty different. I mean, I still keep my private life relatively private. you know, I take the public as my job and my and really kind of my calling in life, and love doing it. I can't imagine, even in the worst times, I can't imagine a better, for someone like me, a better job. And I love it. It doesn't mean it doesn't get in the way of you know, some of the things. You know, sometimes I want to have a quiet weekend and just hole up with my family, and you can't. All of a sudden there's a flood, or there's, you know, some other demand on your time that pulls you away. So there is that dynamic tension, but, you know, that's part of what you accept when you take these jobs, right? You recognize that there's some sacrifice involved for the opportunity, you know, to work with some of the smartest people I could ever imagine, doing some of the most difficult challenges and trying to, you know, figure out solutions. It's pretty exhilarating, even when they're long days.
Loves a challenge, thrilled with his job, wouldn't want to do anything else. Distinctive name that's really, really memorable, probably would fit on a long bumper sticker. John Hickenlooper, are you running for president?
No, I'm not going to run for president. It's funny. I was talking this weekend to some friends and, you know, trying to figure out what my next step. I'm running for re-election as governor next year, and hopefully we can win that, and I get to do this for four more years. But then there's still the challenge of what is next, and I'm not sure I do so well in Washington, so I'm not sure that's in the field of vision immediately. I did see that Bud Selig is going to be leaving as commissioner of baseball. Now that would be a great job. Think about what kind of a challenge and a delight that would be, although I think he's going to leave sooner than when I'll get finished as governor, unfortunately.
Well, we'll call Bud up and see if there's an opportunity for you there, as long as you give us a call when you decide to either rule out running for president, which you notably didn't do right there, or whether you decide to actually run for president, okay?
All right, fair enough.
Deal?
Deal, but don't hold your breath.
All right. John Hickenlooper is the governor of Colorado. Thanks so much.
You bet. My pleasure.
We'll have more of those what a year conversations between now and the end of 2013. Also, we've been getting reports from the middle. Here's someone from John Hickenlooper's neck of the woods. I'm in the middle. I just moved to Denver from Oklahoma and more than doubled my pay. I know the cost of living is higher, but not by that much. Give us your report from the median income in your community. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people, created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com.